Gibson of the International Secret Police. The octopus is holding Barney prisoner in his great house overlooking the Pass of the Iron Dagger. Clint and Speed force an entrance into the place unknown to the criminal or any of his gang. Chief Tipo has returned to Laza with orders to attack the house if the boys have not returned by 12 o'clock that night. Meanwhile, Barney is again under the influence of the vapors of sleep, and the octopus is about to begin recording his thoughts when the important helmet is found to be missing. Quan Wu remembers he left it in the torture chamber, and the octopus orders him to get it. Speed and Clint, knowing nothing of this, are inspecting the torture chamber thoroughly.
Golly, Clint, this place sure gives me the creeps.
Well, I can't say that I'm exactly glad to be here, Speed, but we've got to carry on. We may find some valuable clue that will lead us to Barney.
Yeah. We're in a tough spot, all right. Trying to rescue Barney without letting the octopus know we're wives to him.
And also not letting him know that we're in his house at this moment. Now, I don't have to tell you, Speed, that if we're found here now, we'll never get out alive. I suppose you knew that when you insisted on coming in with me.
Sure, I knew it. What's the use of me being in the secret police if I don't really help you wherever I can?
Oh, I still think it was a mistake. Hello. What's this?
Let's see. Say, it looks a little like a diamond helmet.
Yes, but it isn't that. I wonder what a thing like this is doing down here. Doesn't seem to be a part of any of those torture machines.
No. Do you think that blown up in the laboratory? Listen. I doubt someone's coming.
Yes, I'm coming in here. Quick, Speed. Step inside this closet. We'll be hidden here and still be able to see who it is.
Okay.
The helmet. The helmet. Where did I leave it? Let me put the light on. The master is very impatient. I must not risk rousing his anger further. He already mistrusts me. But where is the helmet? I am sure I placed it on this stand, but it is not here. Then I must have put it back on the operating table before the master raised it up into the laboratory again. I must have done that. He must have overlooked it.
I sure thought we were garnished when Quan Yu started looking for that helmet, Clint, and me holding it in my hand.
Yes, we should have put it back where we found it.
Why? Quan Yu getting bad for not finding it, and that doesn't make me a bit sorry.
Yes, but there's something else that may make you sorry, Speed.
What?
That missing helmet may arouse the octopus' suspicions. He'll know that something's wrong someplace. I'd give a lot to know just what he's saying.
You fool. The helmet must be where you left it.
But it is not, Master. It must be up here in the laboratory. Perhaps it rolled to the floor.
Of course it didn't. Are you sure you know just what you did with the helmet, Quan Wu?
Yes, Master. I have already told you that when I removed it from Dunlap's head, I placed it on a stand near the table. I do not remember touching it again.
You do not remember. Your fear of the secret police has so paralyzed your brain that you are of no use to me, Quan Wu. In fact, perhaps it would be better if I did away with you, to make sure you would not betray me by some stupid blunder.
No, Master. Mercy. Mercy, I beg of you. I swear that the helmet was below the last time I saw it.
There can be only one other explanation for its disappearance, then. Someone must be in the house. Someone that should not be in here.
Master. The secret police?
Perhaps.
But we saw them leave.
That does not mean that they cannot return. And if they discover Dunlap here on the table, everything is ended. All my plans, all my activities.
If you will forgive my saying so, I do not think any enemy is in this house, Master. I was just downstairs in the torture dungeon, remember?
And you saw nothing?
Nothing. And I was quick. They would not have had time to hide themselves.
If I could only be sure of that.
What he did laugh calling the octopus. What he did laugh calling the octopus.
Listen, Dunlap is talking. Is he waking up?
No. Victims of the vapors of sleep react to its influence exactly as they would to normal slumber. Dunlap is merely talking in sleep. Let us listen. He may tell us something important.
Who's afraid of you, you big devil fish? You're just a big bluff. And yellow. Yellow clear down to your toes. If you have toes instead of tentacles.
Yeah, I didn't need him to experiment on.
Fifi, oh, Fifi, how's your hat, Vaughn?
Fifi, who is that?
That was the code name of Chief Riley, head of the secret police. Now we may learn something.
Speed, where are you?
Is it possible to talk to Dunlap now so that he would understand you? Would you ask him questions?
He would not hear them.
The rat ate the cheese, the cat ate the rat, the dog ate the cat. Dog, cat, rat, the octopus is a rat. The octopus is a rat.
This is getting me nowhere. I must find that helmet immediately so that I can place Dunlap in the talk recording machine again.
Shall I return to the torture chamber and search once more, Master?
No. I am not altogether convinced that you are responsible for its disappearance, Quan Wu.
What do you mean?
If the secret police are in this house unknown to us, then they must be captured before they discover Dunlap in my laboratory.
You mean the house must be searched?
Exactly. Call the men to me. I will give them their orders.
Yes, Master.
And if they are in this house, they will be sorry. Very sorry.
Back exactly where we found the speed. If the octopus is suspicious and decides to come and take a look for himself and the helmet's in plain sight, then Quan Wu will really be on the spot.
Oh, gee, if the octopus comes down here, can't we grab him?
I wish we could, fella, but we can't. We still must have definite proof that he's not Paul Meunier, but is the octopus. Suspicions won't hold up in the court of law.
I see. With the helmet in this position, Clint?
Yeah, let's see. Yes, just about.
Don't you think we better be getting out of here? Don't seem to be finding out anything important except from what we already know.
Yes, but I'd give him anything to go upstairs to be able to look into that laboratory now when the octopus wasn't expecting us.
You think we'd find Barney?
If I was sure of that speed, nothing in the world would prevent me from going. It's the element of doubt that keeps me down here.
Well, couldn't we go up anyhow? And then if we were discovered, just say we were on official business?
No, again, actual proof enters into the situation. Now, if the octopus found us in his house without his permission, he could have us sent out of Tibet.
He could?
Yes, as Paul Meunier. He could demand that of the Tibetan government. That is, he could do that if he allowed us to escape alive.
Gosh, guess we'd better not go up there.
No, I think our best bet is to return to Lhasa as soon as possible and tell Chief Tipo what we've discovered here. The torture room down here and all the vacant rooms that could be used as storage chambers.
Do you think that'd help our case any?
Oh, it might. The government might be interested in such facts.
If we could only find Barney before we go.
No, for all we know, he might be back at the hotel now. You never can tell about that big ox.
Gee, do you think so, Clint? Golly, let's go back to Los as fast as we can,
now, wait a minute,
man.
Hold on. We can't exactly run out of here, you know. We're in just as much danger going out as we were coming in.
Yeah, I know. But let's kind of hurry, huh?
All right, very well. But keep your eyes and ears open. There's a chance we might stumble on something important yet.
Okay. Do you think we can leave our flashlights on?
And for the time being, yes. We don't want to risk making any sort of noise or stumbling over anything or walking into a door.
I'll say we don't.
But if you hear anything at all, Switch your light off. They show up in this darkness like electric signs.
I know. Shall I go first?
No, wait. You better let me. And you stay right behind me, Speed.
Don't worry about that. I sure don't want to get left in this torture chamber.
Right. Now then, through this door.
I'm coming. Well, so far so good.
Yes. Let's throw our lights around this room to see if we can locate that sliding door that Quan Wu uses. That must lead directly into the laboratory.
Yeah. If we could find that, maybe we could take a look without anyone seeing us.
Yes, but it would be just too bad if we met Wu or the octopus in the passage. Honey, I can't see a trace of any door, though, can you?
No. Guess we're out of luck.
Well, let's go on, then. We still have to go through another room before we reach the basement door, the one where we entered.
Yeah. What's that?
I don't know. Sounds like a crowd of men.
Yeah. You think Chief Tifo has come back with his men?
No, he couldn't have returned. I gave him strict orders not to leave Lawson till midnight. Then it would take them time to reach this house.
Then they must be octopus gangsters.
That's what I'm afraid of. Quick, let's get into this next room. Douse your light speed. And hold on to my arm so we won't get separated.
Okay, Clint. Out! I bumped into the wall.
No, it's the door, Speed. The door we came through first. And listen to that noise.
Sounds like it's right outside.
It is, Speed. We're trapped. We waited too long to get out of this place. The octopus suspects we're here. He has so many men out there, we can hear them in a soundproof room.
Maybe they'll just around the house and wait for us to come out.
I don't know if that were the case. They wouldn't be making so much noise. No, Speed. They're sure we haven't a chance. And that means we'll not only surround the house on the outside, but search every nook and corner of it inside.
But gee, then where'll we go? What can we do?
Now, keep cool, first of all. And then just wait for whatever happens. If luck is with us, we'll manage to get out of this somehow. If it isn't, then we won't.
Maybe they'll never think of coming down here to search.
Oh, they're sure to. That helmet would lead them down here.
They're in another room. They're going to search down here.
Get your gun ready, Fee. They'll come in here, sure, and they'll put the lights on. We can shoot those out. Maybe hold them on long enough to get out somehow. But it's a long chance, Fee. Get ready. Here they come.